Mildred Winonia Wyeth, Doctor of Medicine. Born December 17, 1964. Height, 5 feet 4 inches. Weight, 136 pounds. Eyes, brown. Cryogenically frozen, December 28, 2000. After complications arising from minor abdominal surgery.
Sounds like an impressive woman.
She's the Black Angel of Death!
After a century of being cryogenically frozen, Dr. Mildred Wyeth is awakened by Ryan Cotter and his companions.
What is this place?
They call it the Deathlands.
The what?
Having stumbled upon a radsick Viking tribe in what used to be Minnesota.
God, everything's upside down.
Mildred now finds herself in the fight of her life.
She must die, Ryan! She is death itself and brings a pox upon our people!
Mighty Odin, save us from the destruction brought upon us! May this glorious blade find its mark true!
Killer Odin, save us all!
I can't believe they woke me up for this.
Deathlands number 10, North Star Rising.
Oh, fuck.
Everybody looked at Jack.
What? Don't fucking look at me. Didn't mean to press button.
Which button? Ryan walked quickly to where the albino boy sat looking at the dancing display in front of him, hands flat on the desktop.
Big one. Blood one.
There was only one large red control on the console, which was set in its own clear plastic box with a flip-top lid to it. In embossed silver letters, it carried the message, Speed Thaw. Max Caution. Emergency Override Only. Do not activate.
You press that red button, Jack?
Obviously, Ryan.
Can it, JB?
Yeah, didn't read. Can we stop it?
JB, peering owlishly over Ryan's shoulder, shook his head.
Doesn't look like it. Seems them heads are gonna start warming up real soon.
The boy was always a hothead.
Doc nudged Christy in the ribs with a bony elbow.
Do you comprehend my jest, young lady?
Yeah, Doc.
Christy turned her concern to the nearest row of wired skulls.
A joke, you see. Hot heads. The heads will soon become warm now that the manual defreeze switch has been activated. Hot heads, you see?
Starting. I'm sorry, Ryan. Fucking triple stoop.
Ryan patted Jack on the shoulder.
I don't figure that we'd have done much with nearly 100 heads. You did him a favor by pulling the plug like that. He didn't have a hope of a future.
Nor do I.
Gaia, you want a double bad sight? I got one over here.
Ryan, Jack, and JB joined the Titian-haired beauty, standing horror-struck in front of the small capsules, watching the result of Jack's fibbling with the control.
Madness. Fucking madness.
There wasn't a thing that they could do other than just stand and watch the beginning of the end, the conclusion of a doomed fantasy that had begun a century ago. Some of the containers were misted over with condensation as the coolant strained away and the temperatures began to climb. Ryan glanced along the row, stone-faced, at the variety of the circus horrors. Some heads were vibrating with the demonic life, eyes opening and closing, lips parting, and soft pink tongues protruding. A thick, colorless slime oozed from the staring eyes of a skull near Ryan. An elderly white woman next along clamped her jaws together with such power that her teeth were splintering into jagged, powdery stumps. There had been some kind of electrical short in one of the microcircuits of a middle-aged Hispanic man. His hair was standing on end, beginning to smolder. His skin blackened and burned, smoke coming from the depths of the mutely gabbling mouth.
No point staying here.
Might as well leave the whole place.
But get moving and we'll be back through the forest and into the redoubt again before dark. I could use another hot, clean shower right now.
Gets my vote, lover. Looks like this whole place could go through its own roof.
There was the acrid stink of overloaded wiring, and the air was beginning to get heavy and thick with smoke. Sparks flew out of several of the capsules, and at least a half dozen had already cracked open with the heat. Over everything else, Ryan could almost taste the too familiar stench of roasting flesh.
Barbecue time down on the old Panhandle Ranch.
There's another door that way.
Christy pointed.
Might as well try it.
Go ahead. Jack, take Doc. JB, you get going. I'll cover the rear.
Though there was no overt threat, It was automatic with Ryan that anything they did should be done as efficiently as possible. The traitor used to say,
"Get it right when it don't matter, and you'll get it right when it does."
More containers exploded as the manual override continued its destructive work. As the plastic melted, some of the heads were actually tearing loose from the wiring. It was like being in the middle of an exploding charnel house. As Ryan brought up the back of the group, he had to dodge and step over several rolling, smoldering skulls, hair alight, eyes melting in long dead sockets, teeth clacking in frenzied paroxysms of what might have been rage and disappointment.